Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks. Congresswoman Songus, Major General Snow, Major General Britt, Rear Admiral Klein, if I missed any other general officers, it's my fault. But we have lots of other distinguished guests and cadets and midshipmen and coasties and just a fabulous looking group of participants today. I really want to thank all of you for coming to this first of its kind Corbin Women's Leadership Workshop. I'm Colonel Diane Ryan. I am the faculty advisor for the Corbin Forum. If you see these cadets walking around in gray uniforms, they're all participants in the forum. We've also given you some information on this great brochure that the Associate of Graduates made for us so you can learn more about what we do, and I will not bore you with our activities. You can read for yourself. So when I came to the Academy in 2008, I'm not an Academy graduate. I'd just done a program in public interest psychology, had this fantastic feminist advisor who really kind of shook me up because I'd been in the Army at that point for close to 20 years, and I was not conscious to a lot of the things that had happened to me that really informed who I was as a leader and as a woman. And saying that I was a woman officer really didn't resonate with me. I found myself for most of those 20 years apologizing for being a woman, that somehow I wasn't quite equal or good enough, and that I would do my job in spite of that, without recognizing I brought a lot of skills to the table that my units really benefited from. But I tried to downplay that a lot. And I met two people at the Academy early on. One was a good friend that was a man who told me everything he learned about being sexist he learned while he was a cadet at the Academy. And another young woman cadet said, you know, when I was in high school, I was a superstar, and then I came here and I really felt invisible. And this was disturbing to me on a number of different levels. So I came to be involved with the Corbin Forum, and some of the things that my advisor had taught me about language and about inclusion really started to rattle around in my head. And together with a great team of people, and most of them are in the room here today, we started to revive and build some energy into the Corbin Forum, which had existed since 1976, but had really become kind of dormant, where we'd have a meeting and two cadets would show up and like five faculty advisors, and that just wasn't really productive. So today, you'll see in your brochure, we're pretty vibrant. We probably directly touch about 15% of the core in a given year, and then through those interactions, those people go out and kind of spread our, you know, the message about equality and about inclusion and why it's important and what is the value added of women and understanding some of the issues about gender, because it's not just issues about women, but issues about masculinity that impact our ability to lead our soldiers. So what we're going to do today is kind of further that discussion. And I know to a large extent we'll be preaching to the choir because everybody's here because they believe in this message and they know it's important. But we'll definitely be hoping to leverage your great ideas to come up with even more great things to do that will help to further the mission of the forum, help other service academies, and then help as combat exclusion is repealed fully repealed in 2016 and people are fully integrated into all branches of the service. So I will make this segue right now. We'll give you a little more administrative information about how the day is going to go.